know today is the last day of the conference, so before getting started, I want to thank everyone, especially my professor, Dr. Kenzie and Rory McGuire, to being here. My name is Han Lee, I'm from Virginia Tech, and today I want to share with you our results showing how fall and spring manure application affect the fate of pilomycin in subsurface injected soil. Pilomycin is commonly used antibiotics for mastitis treatment in dairy cows. The widely detection of antibiotics in animal manure had led to growing research to reduce the impact to their environment. And our research group focusing on manure application method. Compared to the traditional surface application, subsurface injection can significantly reduce the nutrient input to the aquatic environment. However, it's less unknown if subsurface injection can reduce antibiotic surface runoff. So in fall 2015, our group conducted a rainfall simulation investigation comparing effect of these two manure application methods on antibiotic surface runoff. And its results were presented at the Tree Society meeting last year. This graph summarized the major message. The y-axis, it showed the percentage slot of antibiotics with surface runoff relative to their initial amount in manure from surface application in the black bar and subsurface injection in green bar for pilomycin, clotetazacycline, tylosine, and sulfamirazine. The results show that compared to the surface application, subsurface injection can significantly reduce antibiotic surface runoff for all tested compounds with p-value smaller than 0.05. So our major research question was, if subsurface injection can reduce antibiotic surface runoff in both fall, when the soil is dry because of lacking rainfall, and in the spring when the soil is more because of frequent rainfall, and the effect of application season on antibiotic resistance in antibiotic in soil. In addition, composting have shown that it can break down various contaminants in raw manure before application. So we use raw and composted manure surface applied and subsurface injected into soil to compare the effect of this amendment on antibiotic surface runoff and residue in soil. We choose to focus on one antibiotic, that is pilomycin only. So similar to the study in the fall 2015, a test plot rainfall simulation was conducted in the following spring 2016 in Virginia on Red Dog Loam. Our test plot was installed on a 9-11% slope. There were two types of amendment, including raw manure collected from pilomycin-treated cow with 5% solid content and pilomycin level of 121 nanogram per gram. This raw manure was mixed with oat chip and haze and composted for 12 weeks to generate composted manure with pilomycin level of 0.6 nanogram per gram. This amendment was surface applied or surface injected into soil by hand based on an agronomic nitrogen rate. For subsurface injection, the injection slit right here was created perpendicular to the slope using a yeaster injection disc, and after application, the injection slit will cover with soil to mimic manure in just subsurface injection instruments. So this is a picture before and after we apply. We're using a rainfall simulator to simulate a rainfall 1 hour after manure application at a standard rate of 17 millimeter per hour. And we collect 30 minutes of surface runoff collection after the surface runoff start to flow into the receiving container. For soil sampling, soil core were collected at two different depths. And so six soil core were collected in the surface application randomly and then composite. For subsurface injection, soil core were collected in the injection slit and in between the slit at a distance of 50 centimeters from the slit. Soil were collected at six sampling time points, including 1 hour right before and after the rain, 5, 14, 16, and up to 150 days after the rain. Soil and sediment sample were extracted using solid liquid extraction. For runoff water, we analyzed using direct injection after filtration. All the samples were quantified using liquid chromatography tandem mass spec, and this table showing our method detection limit and the recoveries for all pilomycin analyzes in their matrix. ANOVA with p-value equal 0.05 were used for statistical analysis. So moving to the major part of my talk is the results. So our results are presented to answer our research question. The first question was to compare the effect of surface application and subsurface injection in pilomycin runoff in both fall and spring. The y-axis of this graph showing the percentage slot of pilomycin with runoff water. relative to its initial amount in manure from surface application in black color and subsequent injection in red color in both seasons. As you can see here, regardless of application season, subsequent injection can significantly reduce filamycin runoff compared to surface application. However, the reduction was more significant in the spring with 44 times than in the fall with 2 times. Now let's look at the filamycin loss with runoff sediment. Similarly, subsurface injection can reduce filamycin's runoff compared to surface application, and the reduction will more greater in the spring. So combining result from runoff water and sediment, subsurface injection is recommended to reduce antibiotic surface runoff, especially in the spring when the soil is more moist. So now we look at the amount of filamycin detected in surface runoff water, sediment 0 to 5 and 5 to 20 centimeter, compared to its initially added filamycin in the amendment for surface application, subsurface injection in both season. Let's first look at the distribution of filamycin in solid and aqueous phase of surface runoff. In all cases, regardless of application season and application method, more than 95% of filamycin were lost with runoff water, probably due to its high solubility in water and low sorption capacity. Majority of filamycin remain in the soil, so we wanted to know the recovery of filamycin right before and after the rain. Since the gap between before and after the rain was about an hour, so we assumed that the filamycin dissipation was due to transportation. So for surface application, there was a huge reduction in filamycin recovery in 0 to 5 centimeter soil, indicating that there are potential vertical movement of filamycin from tall to deeper soil. The recovery of filamycin in 5 to 20 centimeter soil indicates that filamycin can travel deeper than 20 centimeter soil. Similar for subsurface injection, we can see a downward movement of filamycin in soil collected in injection slip, but at a smaller scale. At soil collected at 50 centimeter away from the injection slit, filamycin were below detection limit before the rain. However, it become detected after the rain in all soil profile and in both soil fall and spring. It indicates that potential lateral movement of filamycin from injection slit to surrounding environment. So that is percentage of filamycin recovery right after the rain. In the next question, we look at what happened to filamycin over time. So the x-axis of this one showing the soil sampling time point in day after the rain, and the y-axis is the ratio of filamycin concentration at time t over its initial concentration Ct over C0 from soil collected in injection slit in black color and from surface application in red color. 0 to 5 centimeter soil is on the left, 5 to 20 centimeter on the right in both fall, its top two figure, and spring in the bottom figure. As you can see here, filamycin level generally decreases continuously after its application. Filamycin dissipation rate was similar between two manure application methods. The only exception was in 5 to 20 centimeter soil in the fall, in which filamycin dissipates slightly faster in subsurface injection compared to soil collected in surface applied. Just a quick reminder that for subsurface injection compared to surrounding soil, filamycin mostly concentrated inside injection slit. So in the next question, we monitor filamycin dissipation in the injection slit for both seasons. Similar, the y-axis is the ratio of filamycin concentration at time t over its initial concentration Ct over C0, with the x-axis showing the soil sampling time point in day after rain. Based on the filamycin half-life, it showed that filamycin dissipation slightly faster in the fall than in the spring, probably due to the higher temperature and drier soil in the fall. Filamycin remained detectable at 150 days after manure application. So now we move to the second part, comparing composted and raw manure. In the first question, we wanted to know if composting can reduce filamycin input to the soil before we apply. This graph shows the percent of the filamycin map input in microgram in raw and composted manure applied to each plot. The results show that composting can reduce more than 99% of filamycin input compared to raw manure before applied. With a much smaller filamycin input, we expect to see much smaller filamycin loss with runoff. And this graph summarizes the peelomycin loss with runoff relative to its initial amount in manure from plots receiving raw manure in dark green color and from plots receiving composted manure in light green color. For surface application, peelomycin, the percentage loss of peelomycin with from plots receiving raw manure were more than 120 times higher than the from plots receiving composted manure. For subsurface injection, peelomycin were detected in the plot receiving in the runoff from plot receiving raw manure and were below detection limit from plot receiving composted manure. So composted is recommended for anaerobic surface runoff reduction. In the final question, since we already recommended using composted manure and we have shown the peelomycin dissipation for raw manure amended soil. So this one we just quantify the dissipation, the peelomycin dissipation in compost amended manure. Compost amended soil. This graph is showing the peelomycin concentration in nanogram per gram in soil right after the rainfall for surface application in black color and subsurface injection in red color. Peelomycin level collected in the soil at 5 to 20 centimeters were below detection limit. However, peelomycin remained detectable in 0 to 5 centimeters soil. So we quantify the peelomycin dissipation in 0 to 5 centimeters soil over time. In general, peelomycin level remained quite stable during the first 5 days after manure application before dropping below detection limit at 14 days for surface applied soil and at 150 days for subsurface injection soil. Peelomycin level collected in the soil at 50 centimeters away from the slit were below detection limit all the time. And based on the result I mentioned above in the conclusion, there are some recommendations that that can help to reduce peelomycin antibiotics input from manure applied field in Chesapeake Bay. The first one is using subsurface injection instead of surface application, especially when the soil is moist in the spring. Using composted manure instead of raw manure. And finally, if raw manure is applied, subsurface injection is recommended. While if surface application is applied, then compost is recommended. We acknowledge USDA NIFAR, ICTAS at Virginia Tech, and College of Agriculture and Life Science at Virginia Tech for their support for this study. And that concludes my presentation. Thank you.
We have some time for questions.
So you identified recoveries early on in the presentation. There are different kinds of material from which you're trying to recover the peelomycin. So did those recoveries, were those actually recoveries from what you knew was in the soil material or compost material? Or was that recovery of the overall?
Yeah, so the question was the recovery in the metric. So we calculate the initial amount in the amendment. So every calculation will compare to the initial amount in the amendment. Yep.
Other question?
Yeah, so have you looked into the three-way interaction because you were looking into the three-way interaction?
We didn't look at the three-way interaction yet. I think that is a potential way to interact the data. Thank you for that suggestion.
More questions? Last one.
So I'm not sure that how much hydrogen is in Virginia. Have you thought about measuring the water in the hydrogen? The drinking water? Do you recommend that like a subsurface injection in the spring in the soil is wet?
Right now, in this study, we didn't quantify the drainage water yet. But I think because we see that the peelomycin and antibiotic might be moved to much deeper soil profile, so that is potential, I think, that we need to look into. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.